弟兄姐妹早上好，我们感谢弟兄姐妹所预备的精彩的节目哈。
So really, thanks all the sisters and brothers prepare all those exciting programs.
我们谢谢我们自己哈。
So we thank ourselves.
不光是今天的现演节目，我想弟兄姐妹在预备的过程当中，也是能够感受到主的爱跟主的同在。
Beside the program itself, that I know when we were preparing it, and people sense God's love and was totally moved by it.
而且是我们每一个小组弟兄姐妹彼此的关系更加的深刻。
So we can be the all the small groups that become even closer.
这是我们一个美好的见证。
And this is a wonderful and beautiful testimony.
所以在这个圣诞佳节的时候，我想大家都有很多的事情要做。
And there's a, during the Christmas time, there's a lot of things we want to do.
朋友们，你们最近忙吗？
And friends, are you busy?
所以这是一个匆忙的世界。
And this is a very hurried life.
那么生活的一群匆匆忙忙的人。
And there's a, we live the world that everybody is so rushed and busy.
所以当我第一次来到 Slow 这个地方的时候，我就说啊 ，slow 这个地方比较 slow 啊，比较。
So the first time when I came to a slow, then I say, oh, this place is actually a little slower.
但是呢，时间只是早晚的问题，慢慢我们也会要赶上这个世界的步伐哈。
And so gradually we'll try to catch up the speed of the world.
我不知大家有没有看过那个黑白电影，卓别林主演的哈。
And you ever watch a movie by Chaplin?
那个时候他就是说。人类进入工业革命的时代。
So when we go into the new era of industrial world,
那个时候是所有的人要赶上那个机器的速度。
So we try to catch up with what the machine is doing.
对，卓别林那种是黑白无声的电影，就说人呐要跟机器的速度一样去生
活。And so that movie talk about how we're going to catch up the speed of the machines.
那现在我们进入了信息的时代。
Now we enter into information era.
所以人类追赶的是电脑的速度。
So we try to catch up the speed of the computers.
所以匆忙呢就成为现代人的一个特点。
So hurry is become characteristic of our life.
一切都要求更快、更多、更好。
We want more faster and more and faster.
电脑肯定是。越来越快了。
So we know that computer definitely is getting faster.
那么我们所有的这个电子的器件呢，是肯定也是越来越多哈。
So all those chips, everything that is getting faster as well.
所以我们不但有台式的电脑。
And so we have 台式。
Desktop.
A desktop.
我们还有手提电脑。
Then we also have a laptop.
那么不但有手提电脑，后来我们还有平板电脑。
Now we also have like an iPad.
那么平板电脑，不过最后我们现在还有，我们还有手机。
Now we have a phone.
而且呢，还有这个手表，是不是
？And we have like an iWatch.
所以各种各样东西越来越多。
And those kind of things getting more and more.
但是是不是我们的生活越来越好呢
？But does that mean our life is getting better?
这个倒是一个有疑问的事情哈。
This is a question mark.
所以人们呢，试图用匆忙来填满了。我们人生的空间。
So we use business to fill our void.
所以人呢，唯恐自己是不够忙碌哈。
And so we just worry sometimes we're not busy enough.
如果我们不忙碌的话，好像我们的人生就没有了意义。
And so if we're not busy enough, we lose the meaning of life.
但是匆忙本身并不能使我们生活的更幸福、更快乐。
But hurry and the rush life does not mean that we have a better life.
当人们用忙碌去填补我们人生的真空的时候
，So when we use a business that actually to fill the void in our hearts，
我们依法无法来回避人生终点的这个现实。
We cannot escape that end life, that eternity.
所以匆忙啊，就好比一个麻醉剂一样，在麻醉我们。
And so the hurry or rush become a numb medicine.
那么其实。很大的程度上影响了我们人与人之间的关系。
Very often affect our relationship with people.
有一次我在餐馆里吃饭哈。
I went and went to a restaurant to eat.
那我就看到我们邻桌的坐着一家人哈。
And so there's a family next to us.
你会发现，如果是你跟朋友在一起一桌吃饭的话，大家在不停的讲话。
And so if you observe that if it's a people get together, they usually talk a lot.
但是你发现这一家四口人坐在一起的话， 没有一个人在讲话。
But if you see the family of four are together, they were not talking.
每个人都看他的手机。
Everybody was looking at their phone.
啊，那个小小的小孩子拿了一个平板电脑在那看。
And there's one little kid watching the iPad.
其实这是我们生活的真实写照。
And this is the reality of our life.
即使住在一个屋檐之下。
Even though we live under one roof.
我们每个人关在自己的房间里。
And very often we close in our own room.
我们每个人来看我们自己的这个平板电脑。
And we're looking at our own computer or iPad.
所以这就是我们生活的一个现实。
And this is the reality of life.
那么今天在这个圣诞佳节的时候。
So during this Christmas season.
弟兄姐妹在匆忙之中我们是不是真正的体会到圣诞节所应该带给我们的平安。
So during the business that we should really appreciate the peace that Christmas brings.
那是否真能够把握中生活中的大事。
Can we really grasp the big things in our life?
我们真正留意到我们那些值得纪念的小事。
And pay attention to those things that we really need to remember.
所以今天让我们来重温耶稣降生的故事。
So let's relive that.The story of a birth of Jesus.
所以我们体会到一个从容人生带给我们什么样的启示。
So we can actually taste the revelation of an unhurried life.
我们所看的经文在路加福音的第二章。
So if we have Bible, turn your Bibles in Luke chapter 2.
请你打开路加福音第二章，我们来看第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
那么我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。路加福音第二章第一节，当那些日子，巴塞亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。
The first census that took place while Cornelius was governor of Syria.
众人各归各城报名上册。
Everyone went to their own hometown to register.
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹大去。到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册，那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
所以路加记载了这事发生的时间跟地点。
So Luke, the book of Luke actually records the time and the place.
那么当时的罗马皇帝为了税收的缘故，他要统计人口。
So the Roman emperor actually wants to collect more taxes, so they want to have a census.
所以所有的人都要回到故乡来报名登记。
So everyone need to go back to their hometown to register.
这里为耶稣在伯利恒这个地方出生埋下了伏笔。
So paving the way for Jesus' birth in Bethlehem.
因为在旧约的先知啊弥迦曾经预言过说将来的弥赛亚是要生在伯利恒。
So Old Testament, the prophets, Micah actually recorded that the newborn, the Messiah, will be born in Bethlehem.
而且弥赛亚应该是大卫的后裔。
And they will be descendant of David.
所以第四节就讲到说约瑟他本是大卫一族的一家的人。
So in verse 4, and talk about Joseph was that from David.
这段经文记载了好几个人物。
And in this passage, we recorded quite a few people.
有些都是非常显赫的人物。
And there are a lot of people who are very prominent.
你像第一节经文讲的该撒就是罗马的皇帝亚古士都。
The verse 1 talk about the Caesar, Augusta.
那么第二节就讲到了居里纽他是叙利亚省的巡抚。
And the second one talk about the governor, his name is Quirinius.
所以这里面的约瑟跟玛利亚当时是一个普通的平民，那是没有什么名望。
And so Joseph and Mary were just a common people. They were not, they did not have, did not have a high status.
所以耶稣的降生若不是圣经的记载，完全不会被当时的历史学家所注意到。
And so historian would never pay attention to his birth because they were just a normal common people.
耶稣的卑微出生说明了这个时代我们认为平凡或者是微小的事情，但是在神的眼里也许看的却是不一样的。
So the humble birth of Jesus showed that it is considered ordinary or neglected in this age may not be unimportant.
所以历史已经证明耶稣的降生是人类历史当中一个非常重要的事件。
So the birth of Christ that is a major event that changed human history.
所有的历史学家不论他是基督徒还不是基督徒，
So all the historians, whether they are Christian or non-Christians,
他们都会公认一个事实，耶稣是一个改变世界的重要的人物。
So all they recognize, all recognize one fact that Jesus is changing the history.
但是在当时耶稣出生的时候，这个事件居然没有引起当时的人的注意。
But at that time, that very few people pay attention to it.
我们看第七节讲到说，那时因为很多的人回到家乡去报名登册，居然客店里没有地方。
So there are so many people want to go back to their hometown to register, so there was no place in the inn.
世界之大，居然没有地方容纳上帝的儿子。
The world is so big, but there was no place for Jesus.
所以在人类在匆匆忙忙之中，上帝救赎的一个壮举居然被我们所忽略了。
So this is amazing things that happened that was totally ignored.
正像这一章经文后面所记载的。
So like this passage later said.
刚才我们也有弟兄姐妹来读这一节经文。
And so there are some of the brothers and sisters read that too.
那些专心盼望的人就得以见到耶稣。
So those are the ones who pay attention, who is expecting the Messiah, will see him.
就是那些在旷野的牧羊人。
And those are the shepherds that will see him.
那位专心盼望弥赛亚降生的西缅。
And also Simeon.
还有那个虔诚的女先知亚拿。
And the Yana, so Hannah.
Anna.
Anna. And is a female a prophet. We're expecting them, will see him.
所以当时的犹太人和我们现在一样，他们在忙碌各种各样的事情。
So at that time, those Jewish, they were busy in their own world.
居然没有留意到耶稣会降生。
So they paid no attention to Jesus' birth.
所以这是这个世界的可悲之处。
And this is the very sad part of the world.
我们今天也是一样，我们在匆匆忙忙之中也会忽略了神在我们周围的工作。
So we are so busy and always rushed that we probably totally ignore the fact Jesus was born for us.
所以今天在我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们要问我们的心中是不是给耶稣留了地方。
So we will celebrate Christmas today. Do we have a place in our hearts for him?
所以医治这个匆忙的综合症。
So treating this called hurry sickness.
并不是简单的说我们就不要再忙了。
It doesn't mean that we do not need to be busy.
并不是说我们每天就是清闲自在这样子。
And does not mean that we're just not doing anything.
乃是要追求生活的充实。
And actually is to pursue the fulfillment.
我们知道生活中最重要的事情是什么。
So what is the most important thing in our life?
所以我们学会了区分什么是充实和什么是忙碌。
So we need to distinguish between fullness and the busyness.
这两个有什么区别呢？
What's the difference?
充实是我们知道我们生活的目标是什么。
And so the fulfillment means that we know what's our goal in our life.
所以我们做生活中所有做的事都是朝着那个目标而去。
So everything we do is toward that goal.
忙碌是使我们麻木。
And busy and it's only numb us.
那是一种盲目性的工作。
And so it's a busy work.
所以 忙碌的结果就是我们把最重要的事情给忽略了。
So result being busy is true that actually we neglect the most important thing.
所以这个忙碌是有时具传染性的。
And so this busy hurry can be very contagious.
所以我们常常就会说我很忙哈。
And very often we say,、oh, I'm so busy.
那你要问牧师说牧师你忙不忙？
And if you ask the pastor, say, are you busy?
牧师说肯定说忙啊。
I always say, yes, I'm busy.
你要说不忙我天天做家没有事情的话大家说哎呀这牧师什么都不做。
If I say I'm not busy, people will probably criticize he doesn't do anything.
对我说我坐在家里天天为大家祷告的话那就不忙啊。
So if I'm praying for everybody, does that mean I'm not busy?
所以这个具有一个传染性我们迫使我们自己要放在一个忙忙碌碌的一个生活当中。
Because of that, we need to...Busy means it's very contagious. So we want to tell other people that I'm busy.
但是有时忙碌就忘记了我们内心真正的需要是什么。
And so when we are involved in business, that we forgot that what we are really want to do.
其实我们内心有一个空缺，只有用耶稣才可以填满。
But there is a void inside our hearts, so only Jesus can fill it.
那就是人心中的一种渴望，那种永恒的东西。
And there is eager to yearn for the eternity.
那么这个永恒的东西只有在耶稣里面才可以找到。
Only we can find that in Jesus.
匆忙使我们无暇顾及永恒的事。
So hurriedness that can, does not help us to really seek for eternity.
我们只是注意到眼前的事情要把眼前的事情做了。
We only focus the things that are in front of us.
所以世上的这个嘈杂的声音呢，让我们没有办法听到上帝的声音。
So all the noises prevent us to hear voice of God.
但是人心中内心的那种对永恒的渴望，那个是永远不会消失的。
But however, the things that we want that eternity will never disappear.
那个东西也是没有办法用其他的东西可以替代的。
And cannot be replaced by anything else.
所以相信耶稣就代表我们与上帝有一个和好的愿望。
So believing Jesus represents our desire to be reconciled with God.
接受耶稣成为我们的个人的救主，就是我们将成为上帝家里的人。
So accepting him as my personal savior means that we're a member of God's family.
所以那个永恒的能力就会在我们的身上发动。
So this eternal power that begins to work in our lives.
所以有人问，那个从容的人生跟一般的人生有什么不一样呢
？So what is the difference in the in hurry life？
其实就是说，从容的人生就是说，我们知道人生的目标在哪里。
So that means we have a clear goal。
那么，在这个我们南加州的话，有一个人曾经写过一本书哈，他的名字就叫一个从容的人生哈。
And so there is one person in Southern California wrote a book called Unhurried Life.
那么这本书出版之后呢，很快就成为畅销书哈。
So when the book published, that became a very popular book.
还被翻译成很多种不同的文字。
And translate to so many different languages.
我有次有机会遇到这个作者，他叫 Alan Fedelin 哈。
And so at one time I met this author, Alan Fedelin.
他搞不清我是哪一族的人，他就掏出了一本书啊，他说我这本书是韩文的哈。
And so he didn't know what was my nationality, so he shared a book as but was written in Korea.
很多人认为我是韩国人。
A lot of people thought I was Korean.
对，他说我的书已经翻译成韩文的了。
He shared with me that my book has been translated into Korea.
所以你看这个匆忙啊，不光是在美国哈，这在世界各地都是有这个同样的症状。
So being hurried, that is not only in this country, is all over the world.
所以这本书的畅销也说明到，很多人已经意识到匆忙是我们生活中的一个严重的问题。
So a lot of people sense that hurry that became a major problem in our life.
所以我们应该知道怎么样来过一个从容的人生。
So we need to know how to live in a hurry life.
那么在中国有一个语言学家，他的名字叫周有光。
And so there's a linguist, his name is 周有光。
你们有谁知道他？
Anybody knows him?
居然没有人知道。
嘉玲。
啊，你们从中国来的居然不知道周有光啊。
And so if you're from China, you should know this person.
你谁有用过汉语拼音？
Have you used a 汉语
Yeah.
Spelling.
汉语拼音之父 ，OK。
He's the father of 汉语拼音。
因为他曾经领导这个这个语言工作的这个小组，就来这个创造了这个汉语拼音。
So he created 汉语拼音。
那么汉语拼音现在证明是一个对这个中文是一个很大的一个贡献。
It's a huge contribution to Chinese language.
所以外国人学中文就方便很多嘛。
So it's very easy for a foreigner to learn Chinese.
那么周有光先生呢，他曾经受洗，是基督徒哈。
And he was baptized, became a Christian.
但他总是说他不是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
But he always said he's not very religious.
那么他呢，他很长寿，他活了111岁。
He lived until he was 110 years old.
111.
Oh, 111, sorry.
零一天。
111 and one day.
那么他在晚年的时候啊，他就还是非常活跃的。100岁之后，他还出版了好几本书哈。
And even after he was 100 years older after that, he still published quite a few books.
Yeah, 他本来是个经济学家的。
He was an economist.
那后来是56年的时候被周恩来总理调去做这个文字工作。
In 56, then he started doing the literature work.
哎。他才成了个语言学家，没想到这是他对人类的一个最大的贡献。
So that he became a linguist, became his biggest contribution.
因为他从来没想到这个汉语拼音之好，因为现在发明电脑之后，啊，我们发现有了电脑之后，你有了拼音，我们输中文的速度比输英文还要快。
So if we can use the 拼音 into the computer, that we can use the 拼音 is much faster.
那周有光先生他就是有一个非常乐观的态度。
And, 周有光 he has this very optimistic attitude.
所以他一生成就很多，肯定很忙碌。
And he had accomplished so much, I'm sure he was very busy.
但是他有个从容的态度。
But he has an attitude of unhurried life.
所以在人生当中他经历过很多事情，他曾经活过4个朝代的。
And he had went through 4 dynasties?
yeah, 他生在清朝。
He was born in dynasty of Qing.
成长于民国。
And then born 民国。
Republic.
Republic.
所以他经历过很多哈。
Yes, gone through
不同的时代哈。人称他的四朝元老。
So that he's like a father of four dynasties.
那么他有机会后来在他就被下放的，有一段时间他被下放啊，下放到农村啊。
So he was sent to the farm area.
那么很多人下放到农村的时候，这种受到逼迫就很情绪低落的啊。
And a lot of people become when they persecute, they were very the emotion became very low.
但是他非常乐观的。
But he was very optimistic.
他说这一生从来没有机会跟大自然接触这么近的。
So what he was thinking is I have never had this contact with the nature.
所以他非学会了非常享受他的生活。
So he enjoyed that living in that kind of environment.
那么人活到100岁，你知道最大的难处是什么？
Do you know what's the most difficulty if you live up to 100 years old?
知道吗？我们当中还没有人活到那年纪哈。孤独。
Loneliness.
跟你同辈的人全部都走了。
And all the people in your peer all left.
所以宋庆龄也是，她活到100岁，非常的孤独。
宋庆龄 was the way, same way. She was very.
所以我们当时听到100岁，说哇，好有福气。其实不是。
Oh, you're so blessed, but not necessarily.
你不同的年纪有不同的挑战。
And there are different challenges to different ages.
而且是你的晚辈也走了。
And even though sometimes the people are younger than you already left.
所以他的儿子也是中国的一个气象学家，他是82岁就去世了。
And then his son actually died when he was 82 years old.
在他之前走的。
And before him.
那他的外甥也是80多岁去世，在他之前走的。
And his nephew died in his 80s, died before him.
那么他的外甥一家呢，都是在我以前的教会，他们一家全是基督徒的。
And his nephew's families were in our church that all go to the same church.
但是他到晚年的时候，记者采访他。他就说上帝大概太忙，他把我给忘了。
So in his later life that he said, I think God's too busy for God to take me.
这是一种对待人生的态度。
This is the attitude.
弟兄姐妹，认识耶稣呢， 就是我们人生的一个最好的开始。
And so, brother and sister, to know Jesus is the beginning of life.
所以我们就可以开始一个从容的人生。
So we can start an unhurried life.
我们不是在这个世界里面来看我们的人生。
We're not looking through our the perspective of a world.
我们是站在永恒的角度来看我们的人生。
Well, we're looking at the perspective of eternity.
来看我们每一天的生活。
And look at the life every day.
愿这个圣诞节成为我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友们的祝福。
And so hope the Christmas become your blessing.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们的人生。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the give it to us this life.
你的恩典丰富。
And you are so abundant.
你的慈爱无穷。
Your grace is unlimited.
在这个纪念圣诞节的时候。
And we're celebrating the Christmas.
再一次提醒我们主啊，我们很多时候忽略了你的存在。
And continue to remind us very often we neglect you.
但是主，你的慈爱从来没有停止。
But your grace and your never cease.
我们谢谢你赐给你的儿子。
We want to thank you that you give your beloved your son to us.
让耶稣基督成为我们的救赎主。
So he became our savior.
成为我们永恒的盼望。
And to become the eternal hope.
愿我们一生都活在永恒的盼望之中。
So we will all live in the hope of eternity.
珍惜我们在世上的每一天。
And treasure the day, every day in our life.
我们欢喜，我们快乐。
And we rejoice and we're happy.
我们心里面有从天而来的平安。
Because we have the eternal peace in our hearts.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.